You know, it seems like there's nothing more volatile than healthcare. I mean, on Wall Street, but as a political hot potato, and everybody knows that the costs are just out of sight and the coverage is poor, and it's you know, with 2020 elections coming up, it's a big issue. Bill Lucci is the CEO, chairman, president of HMS, and has been for a decade, and for over a decade has been trying to get costs down for everybody. And he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
You know, anytime somebody says, you know, I'm here to save you money, I mean, all my antennae go up. But in your case, there's a win-win proposition. If you can get health care costs down, it saves corporations money, and it saves me money, too. That's a pretty good position to be in.
Well, it saves corporations, consumers, and government money. So it helps keep Medicare and Medicaid sustainable.
Yeah, it doesn't solve the problem of who gets health care and to what extent they get health care. But to the degree that it's less expensive, I would think that it can broaden.
Well, you know, we recover or save $3 to $5 billion a year. So if that went back into the health care system to cover more people, it would really help cover the uninsured in the nation.
You know, you have a new initiative. I mean, you know, your company's been public on the NASDAQ. Everybody knows it, and you've been doing a good job for a long time. But you have a new initiative that you started up with the Australians. Tell me, and that's new this week, right?
Well, we're announcing it this week. We've been in it for about a year. It's the we're partnering with the Australian Digital Health Cooperative Research Center. It's a cooperative type engagement with the Australian government that both universities, healthcare companies, and other entities are part of a cooperative that's going to spend about $180 million to help really solve pressing problems in healthcare, and we're the largest commercial entity.
And a lot of this is this with opioids?
Well, the first part of it is to use data, and we have massive amounts of healthcare data. So we use de-identified data from our clients that have opted in, and university PhD students, researchers are actually developing models. Our first model is about opioid abuse, and it is really to detect. Have a model where we can predict who's most likely to become addicted to opioids, what's the most efficacious treatment for opioid abuse syndrome, and then also look at the impact of opioids in the third trimester of pregnancy.
Is this that sort of unintentional addiction? I mean, that comes from having surgery and being given some opioid for pain and then getting addicted to it?
It's part of that. I mean, there's all very many ways in which people become addicted to opioids, but in 2017 alone, 130 Americans died every day of opioid addiction, and you're more likely to die of opioid abuse syndrome than you are of a car accident.
So why the Australians of all? I mean, is their data better?
No, actually, our data is better. That's one of the reasons they wanted to partner with us.
Oh, they want you.
But also because it's a very unique approach of a combination of universities using PhD students to research a specific topic in healthcare to solve a really critical problem, but at the same time, from that, commercializing the output. That's critical to the Australian government that it becomes commercialized.
That's going to be, that's another case where we wish you all the luck in the world. You couldn't have picked a worse time zone, but you have a deal coming up with SMU, which is in a much better time zone, I gather.
We do. SMU is also a partner in this, and they will be using our data to identify people as they admit to a hospital, those who are most likely to readmit upon discharge. That's a high cost to our system, and oftentimes hospitals are not paid for the readmission if it's within 30 days after discharge. So it's a good way to lower cost and get dollars back to hospitals.
You know, the last time we talked, you gave me a figure that I couldn't get out of my head. You said 5% of the people account for 50% of all the medical costs out there. Is that still true?
It is. In fact, it's interesting that even in the Medicaid program, 10% of the people are 80% of the cost. So if we can really make an impact on the outcomes of those individuals, we can lower costs in the U.S.
So recidivism and and early detection and preventative care. I mean, all those are things that really that help us. These are not sexy issues, though. You're not going to get elected in 2020 running on that.
Well, you may not get elected, but the reality is, with the services we provide, and since we've talked, we do more than just cost containment. We do outreach to patients to remind them to get the critical care that they need. And that also helps bend the cost curve, because people get healthier, then their costs are lower.
Medicare for all. That's the buzzword that everybody's talking about, right? I mean, it used to be Obamacare or ACA, and now it's Medicare for all. Is that realistic?
Well, they're two very different things. And, of course, the devil's in the detail with Medicare for all, because there's so many versions of it.
Yeah.
In reality, it really depends on who is elected in 2020. But the best thing for us is to continue to do more of the same, but to focus on cost containment.
You know, I was looking at your stock the other day. You guys are up 48% year over year. You're up 10 or 11% this year. That's not true with a lot of healthcare companies. Does the street see you as sort of floating above all this fray?
Well, I think the biggest thing is they see that the healthcare industry itself in the U.S. and, of course, across the world, but particularly in the U.S., that the costs are rising. It's 18% of gross domestic product, and we have to do something about it. And HMS is one of the few companies that can help bend the cost curve. That plus we've had some strong earnings, so that's important too.
So you must grow a lot by referrals, I would think.
Well,
corporation to corporation.
Well, in reality, 80% of our sales are to existing customers. So once a customer is used to receiving recoveries or savings from us, or we're impacting the lives of their members, they come back for more.
Is this something that's necessary outside of the United States?
You know, it's very interesting in working with Australia. A lot of our member engagement or patient engagement solutions that are highly automated and based on behavioral science is very applicable in the Australian healthcare system as well, and we believe in other nations.
That's fascinating what you do. Bill Lucci is the chairman, president, CEO of HMS. It's always good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you. Thank you.
And good luck on this Australian initiative.
Appreciate it.
I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.